Random House Audio presents Welcome to Hard Times by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by John Rubinstein. First Ledger. 1. The man from Bodie drank down a half bottle of the Silver Sun's best. That cleared the dust from his throat. And then when Florence, who was a redhead, moved along the bar to him, he turned and grinned down at her. I guess Florence had never seen a man so big. Before she could say a word, he reached out and stuck his hand in the collar of her dress and ripped it down to her waist so that her breasts bounded out bare under the yellow light. We all scraped our chairs and stood up. None of us had looked at Florence that way before, for all she was. The saloon was full because we watched the man coming for a long time before he pulled in, but there was no sound now. This town was in the Dakota Territory, and on three sides, east, south, west, there is nothing but miles of flats. That's how we could see him coming. Most times, the dust on the horizon moved east to west, wagon trains nicking the edge of the flats with their wheels and leaving a long dust turd lying on the rim of the earth. If a man rode toward us, he made a fan in the air that got wider and wider. To the north were hills of rock, and that was where the loads were, which gave an excuse for the town, although not a good one. Really, there was no excuse for it, except that people naturally come together. So by the time he walked into the silver...